Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary students and people who would like to practice questions and answers in the present simple. This particular episode is going to be about you, about the second person, singular or plural, okay? Because in English, as you know, when we say, "What time do you get up?" this means, ¿A qué hora te levantas? Or, ¿A qué hora os levantáis? Because you has two different meanings, right? Okay, before we start, I would like to give you some tips for exams, for speaking test interactions, okay? Or dialogues. For your answers, remember to recycle the words in the question. Don't answer just with one word. It's pathetic. If you missed the words in the question, ask the person to say it again. For example, BP says, "What time do you usually get up?" And you shouldn't say, "At 8." You should say, "What time do you usually get up?" So I'm going to recycle. Usually get up, and I am going to say, "I usually get up at 8. Yay, that's great. I usually get up at 8 or in the morning with more chupi chup, or on weekdays, I usually get up at 8. And for your questions, remember, it's okay to make the same question twice using different words, particularly when you are following up on a previous question. For example, if Pipi says, "What time do you get up?" you can answer, "On weekdays, I always get up at 8, but I sleep more at the weekend." And now you can make a follow-up question, okay? To be polite and because you are interested, and say, "And what about you, Pipi? What time do you get up?" So here we have two questions. It's the same question, but with different words. "And what about you?" is an indicator. We are saying that we are making the same question that Pipi made before, okay? "And what about you, Ituke?" But then we repeat the question, "What time do you get up?" It's very natural in conversations. Listen to me in Spanish. I say, "¿A qué hora te levantas?" Pues de lunes a viernes me levanto a las 8 siempre, pero duermo más en el fin de semana. ¿Ituke? ¿A qué hora te levantas tú? That's very natural, as you can see. So, those are my two tips for your good conversations, okay? So now, listen and repeat. And remember to listen to the monologues on routines, and then to think of these questions to imagine conversations. And then you can practice in class, okay? The second person. Questions and answers in the present simple for routines. What time do you get up? What time do you get up? On weekdays, I usually get up at 8. On weekdays, I usually get up at 8. What time do you usually get up? What time do you usually get up? I usually get up at 8. I usually get up at 8. What time do you get up on weekdays? What time do you get up on weekdays? On weekdays, I get up at 8. On weekdays, I get up at 8. What time do you get up at the weekend? What time do you get up at the weekend? At the weekend, I sleep more. I usually get up later. I get up at about 10. Sometimes I get up at noon, at 12. What do you do after that? What do you do after that? For example, what do you do after breakfast? What do you do after getting up? What do you do after school? Whatever, okay? So, what do you do after that? And then you explain. What time do you usually have breakfast? What time do you usually have breakfast? I usually have breakfast at 8:30. I usually have breakfast at 8:30. What time do you have lunch? What time do you have lunch? I usually have lunch at 2. In Spain, we usually have lunch at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. What time do you have dinner? What time do you have dinner? We usually have dinner, we, because I am thinking of my family, okay? We usually have dinner at 10. In Spain, we usually have dinner at 10. Or my family and I usually have dinner at 10 or at 9. What do you usually have for breakfast? What do you usually have for breakfast? I usually have a coffee, a white coffee, and toast with olive oil. Olive oil is very healthy. I usually have a coffee, a white coffee, and toast with olive oil. Olive oil is very healthy. What do you usually have for lunch? I have a quick lunch. I don't eat much. Okay? I usually have a sandwich and a juice and a piece of fruit. I usually have a sandwich and a juice and a piece of fruit. Another question? What time do you go to work? Or what time do you go to school? What time do you go to work? What time do you go to school? I go to work at 8:45. At 8:45. I always go to work at 8:45. I always go to school at 8:30. I always go to school at 8:30. What time do you leave for work? What time do you leave for work? Or what time do you leave for school? What time do you leave for school? I leave for work at 8:30. Salgo a trabajar a las 8:30. ¿No? Salgo para el trabajo. I leave for work at 8:30. I leave for school at 8:45. I leave for school at 8:45. How do you go to work? How do you go to work? I go to work by bus. I go to work by bus. How do you go to work? How do you go to work? I drive. I drive my car. I drive. I always drive. And sometimes I go by bus. Or I get a bus. Okay? So, I always drive, but sometimes I go by bus. How do you go to school? I usually go by bus. I usually go by bus. Or I usually take a bus. I usually take a bus. But sometimes my mother drives me to school. Drives me. But sometimes my mother drives me to school, drives me to school, especially when we are late, especially when we are late, okay? Another question is, how do you get to work? How do you get to work? ¿Cómo llegas al trabajo? It's the same question, but a different direction, see? Go or get. Get is like arrive, okay? We don't say arrive. How do you get to work? How do you get to work? I get to work in my car. I get to work in my car. Or I drive. Or I take a bus. Okay. And how do you get to school? How do you get to school? My mother drives me to school. My mother drives me to school. Or I walk. Voy andando. I walk. I walk to school. Or I take a bus. What time do you start work? What time do you start work? I start work at 9. I start work at 9. I usually start work at 9. What time do you start school? What time do you start school? On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I start school at 8. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I start school at 8:30. On Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, I start school at 9. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I start school at 8:30. What time do you finish work? What time do you finish work? From Monday to Thursday, I finish work at 6. But on Fridays, I finish work at 3. So, what time do you finish work? From Monday to Thursday, I finish work at 6. But on Fridays, I finish work at 3. And what time do you finish school? I usually finish school at 3. But sometimes we are lucky and I finish school and we finish school at 2. So what time do you finish school? I usually finish school at 3, but sometimes we are lucky and we finish at 2. At school, do you have a break? At school, do you have a break? Yes, we do. We have 2 breaks. We have a short break and a longer break, a 20-minute break later on. At work, do you have a break? At work, do you have a break? Yes, we have a coffee break. We usually have a coffee break. Sometimes we have 2 coffee breaks. It depends. It depends. We usually have a coffee break. But sometimes we have 2 coffee breaks. It depends. And what do you do after work? What do you do after work? After work, I usually go shopping for food and things for the house. After work, I usually go shopping for food and things for the house. Or you can say, well, what do you do after work? What do you usually do after work? It depends on the day of the week. It depends on the day of the week. Sometimes I go shopping for food and things for the house, and sometimes I pick up my children from school. Sometimes I go shopping for food and things for the house. Sometimes I pick up my children from school. What do you do in the evenings? What do you do in the evenings? In the evenings, I relax a bit. I relax a bit and then I cook dinner and then I watch TV. And finally, I go to bed and I read a bit. So, what do you do in the evening? What do you usually do in the evening? In the evenings, I try to relax a bit. I relax a bit. And then we have dinner. Or then I cook dinner. And after dinner, I watch TV. Or we watch TV. And then I go to bed and I read a bit. And then I go to bed and I read a bit. What do you do at the weekend? What do you do at the weekend? Well, at the weekend, it depends. It depends. On Saturdays, I go shopping and I go for a walk on the beach. But at home, we also do the housework. And what do you do in the evenings at the weekend? And at the weekend, sometimes I go out for a drink with my friends. And sometimes I go out for a meal with my family. It depends. Do you do any housework in the day? Do you do any housework in the day? Yes, every day I do a bit of housework, really. And on Saturdays, all the family do a little housework too. Okay. When do you go shopping for food and things for the house? When do you go shopping for food and things for the house? I usually go shopping for food in the evenings after work. And sometimes I go shopping for food on Saturday mornings. On Saturday mornings. That's for the weekly shopping. mostly. That's for the weekly shopping, mostly. When do you pick up your children from school? When do you pick up your children from school? I usually pick up my children from school on Mondays and Wednesdays. I usually pick up my children from school on Mondays and Wednesdays. Or there is another interpretation to this question. When as what time? No? What time do you pick up your children from school? So when do you pick up your children from school? Meaning, what time do you pick up your children from school? I pick up my children from school at 6. I pick up my children from school at 6. Do you have lunch at work? Do you have lunch at work? Yes, I do. I usually have lunch at work. Yes, I do. I usually have lunch at work. Do you have lunch at school? Do you have lunch at school? No, I don't. I never have lunch at school. I never have lunch at school. I have lunch very late, but I have lunch at home. I have lunch very late, but I have lunch at home. Do you have time to relax in your day? Do you have time to relax in your day? Not much, really. Not much, really. My day is very stressful. My day is very stressful. I get up very early. I work non-stop. And then when I get home, I work more and more. It's very stressful. Do you relax in the evening? Do you relax in the evening? Yes, I do. My day is very stressful, so when I get home, I relax. I collapse on the sofa with a sandwich and a glass of wine, and I watch TV. Remember? What time do you usually go to bed? What time do you usually go to bed? I usually go to bed at about 11 or 12. 11 or 12, okay? I usually go to bed at about 11 or 12. It depends. How do you feel at the end of the day? How do you feel at the end of the day? At the end of the day, I feel tired, for sure. Seguro que eso, ¿no? Seguro que cansada o cansado. I feel tired, for sure. But some days I feel very happy, very satisfied, energetic, really. Tired, but energetic. With enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. With enthusiasm or excitement. Okay, with excitement about the new day. Okay, so in the next episode, I will do a similar exercise with the questions for the third person singular. I know that my recording doesn't match exactly the transcript. Okay, it's not a transcript. I just wrote some sentences and now I have been improvising a little bit to teach you how to practice conversations when you are alone at home. Okay, when you are on your own at home. Cuando estéis solos y solas en casa, you can practice conversations as I did just now. Okay? Have a lovely bilingual weekend. I hope this was useful.